This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good morning over here, and Johnny, and good afternoon over from Asia.
Now, I'm going to ask you about the markets to start this week, but the big headline is the jump in oil prices, isn't it? Because we've heard Iran's response to the US proposals to end the war in the Middle East, which President Trump has described as totally unacceptable. And since that statement from Trump, we've seen oil prices rise quite significantly.
Yes, precisely, Johnny. So what we could see is that both respective stakeholders, the US and Iran, continue to play this game of poker. So what we could see now is that the potential second round of US-Iran peace deal talks or negotiation that hopes has been totally dimmed down right now based on US side that doesn't agree with Iran's response. So that particular tie down to that sticky situation where Iran still refuses to 100% pass their enriched uranium to US. Instead, they decided to actually pass that uranium to a third country or third party, which Trump totally disagreed with that. So what we could see right now is that most likely there could be very slim chance this week for the Strait of Hormuz to get reopened again, which eventually translate to higher, firmer oil prices. So what we could see is that benchmark crude oil, the Brent crude oil back above $100 per barrel, which is trading at $103 right now we are speaking. The West Texas crude oil holding firmly above $95 per barrel and trading right above the 20-day and the 50-day moving average again.
So apart from the rise in the price of oil, what other reactions have we seen across stock markets and in terms of other indices?
So market will be paying very close attention to the US benchmark stock indices. So we know that since the recovery in those major broad-based stock indices, the one that has been leading the fort has been the US market, where the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ 100 and even the Russell 2000 all hitting fresh all-time high in the last 2 weeks, especially on the NASDAQ 100, which is heavily centered on the mega cap US technology stocks, primarily in the names like Intel, we have SanDisk, all of them rocketing double-digit gain in the last 2 weeks on the AI optimism team play. So if you look at the CME FedWatch 2 based on the aggregated meeting probability as being priced by the Fed Funds Futures traders based on the current price action compiled by the CME FedWatch 2 now. So if you look at by the last meeting of this year, which is on the December the 9th, market participants are looking for a small chance, a 15% chance that the Fed may introduce a interest rate hike, not cut. So right now, the pricing pattern or behavior by Fed Funds Futures traders are yes, most of them are skewing towards stampede. That means interest rate remains constant throughout the year. But however, a small chance of 15% that the Fed may move the needle towards a hike. So that gels into a potential tightening liquidity condition in the US economy. So far, that has not been really picked up by the US stock indices yet because markets are still riding on the high hopes of this AI optimism team play. So for this week, market will be looking at how the NASDAQ 100 will react. So as we are speaking right now, there's a bit of profit taking in the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures. So the NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures right now is down marginally before the start of the US trading session kicks away later on. So it's down marginally about 0.13%. And over, if you look at the FX market over here, so the FX market, what we could see right now, it's basking in a sideways range configuration again. So what we could see is that yes, on last Friday, the US dollar has a setback, but in today's Asia session and as the London session gets underway, price action continues to trade sideways where the US dollar index continues to help above a key range support that has already that has been in place so far since mid of April at 96.95.
Okay, Kelvin, let's look to the week ahead. Of course, we've got Donald Trump making this big trip to China, where he will meet, of course, President Xi, which is quite a big deal when you consider the situation globally at the moment, both from the point of view of the war in the Middle East and everything else. We can include AI in that and tariffs. So plenty for the two presidents to talk about.
Yes, precisely. So what we are seeing right now is that, number one, this is the second time in person that Trump and Xi meet up after Trump's got elected. So the first meeting in person was on the sideline on the this APEC summit that was held in Busan, South Korea in October 2025. And both sides decided to tone down in their trade war rhetoric, where the trade tariffs that's being imposed on both sides to actually put a standstill or a trade truce has been agreed for a year. So within this year, the U.S. trade tariffs, where U.S. So-called effective tariffs on Chinese products heading into U.S. has been trimmed down to an effective rate of around 20% from the earlier triple-digit tariffs rate that was on the onset of that global reciprocal tariff with Trump's kickstart last year, April. So that has been toned down, and Chinese side agreed to allow the rare earth control to free up for U.S. Market over here. And the Chinese also continues to agree to buy U.S. Agriculture products like soybean. So that could be on the forefront of market participants' radar, whether this particular 1 year of trade truce and agreement that was agreed earlier last October to maintain status quo. That is roughly likely to be the case, given that, you know, that the U.S.-Iran slash war conflict has yet to be resolved. So we know that right now, the U.S. voters are getting really displeasure with U.S. Gasoline prices heading north of the of beyond $4 per gallon. So if Trump were to kickstart another trade war with China again, that's for sure doesn't gel well with his midterm voters, where the Republican could lose a significant foothold in the Senate and as well as in the House. So I do not believe Trump wants to go down that path. So very likely this time around, markets will be paying a close attention. So if there is going to be a kicking the can down the road for trade issue, that could remains rather positive in terms of the Asia Pacific stock market, and also the Chinese yuan, which has been on a bullish trend since 2 months ago against the US dollar. And what's going to discuss over here is, would there be a joint communication coming out from both of them after the meeting that they are looking to an easing off of geopolitical risk tension in the Middle East, which is the U.S.-Iran war. So if China were to be playing a peacemaker, urging both sides, U.S. and Iran, to come to a middle ground, i.e. eventually leading to the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, that could be positive risk on scenario that could take shape for the global markets. That means, i.e., we could see oil prices softening down to below $90 per barrel for West Texas crude oil, if that scenario were to get materialized. Or else, if nothing is being played out, number one, we see the U.S.-China trade issue kicking down the can again. That means remaining status quo allow both sides to have more room for meetings. So potentially, there could be another three more meetings between Xi and Trump this year. And that could allow the can to kick down the road, that means i.e. status quo in terms of trade relationship, that means allowing the trade truce to play out for another, five more months in October 2026. And nothing is being said about U.S.-Iran scenario, then market participants or U.S.-Iran relationship, as per se, and market participants, therefore, will be focusing on this week, what will be Iran's response will be, given the fact that Trump has rejected Iran's response to the latest U.S. proposal.
Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll speak to you again next week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.